I'm here today because I'm passionately unnerved, disturbed, anything we can do to stop George Bush and his madmen from marching across the world and setting up this appalling, destructive dictatorship.
He's been doing this for some time now. Do you think this is going to make a difference now?
We've got to.
Why do you think he's been able to get away with so much?
I think that the persuasions of people who wanted to get rid of social gains in the past rigged the last two presidential elections, which were 2000 and 2004. A lot of skullduggery.
Skullduggery.
Clandestine, terrible rigging of
rigging of elections.
Machines. Yes, yes, indeed.
You believe that?
I do. Absolutely. And I believe that we have got to turn it around, get our elections under control. Possibly we'll have to, in fact, I for one would say, get rid of the Electoral College system in this country.
Have you felt this way a long time?
How old are you? I'm 78.
78?
I'll be 80 in June.
80 in June.
79.
Are you from California?
I grew up in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
But I was born in New York.
In New York.
Yeah. And growing up in Oklahoma during the Depression and the Dust Bowl taught me a lot of things.
So you came out here at the time when, the Grapes of Wrath time,
I was after that. I came out to go to school at San Jose State, then a college, University. Well, now university, but it was a college. I came in 1954. Which was sort of post Grapes of Wrath. But I remember the caravans of cars leaving Oklahoma, and I remember the dust storms, the terrible dust storms.
Do you mind my asking? You're retired now, but did you work?
Oh, yes. I worked as a medical laboratory technologist, hospital lab.
Very interesting.
Yes.
And tell me your name again.
It's Pat McGinnis.
You gave me a sheet, and we're going to try to put it up.
I hope. And there's more cartoons that I've done on their website.
I like it.
It's Lake Merritt Neighbors Organized for Peace. And okay. We do the walk as indicated on that little thing I gave you every Sunday, 3 p.m. We walk around Lake Merritt and try to educate the public.
Okay, we'll let people know.
And now we're involved in trying to bring back habeas corpus.
Yes.
The Magna Carta was enacted in 1215 A.D. And it survived centuries and centuries until George Bush. And the Republicans got control of all three branches of government, and then they destroyed habeas corpus.
We'll see what we can do. Let's hope this day works out. I felt a drop of rain. Do you think we'll be able to handle it?
Oh, we must.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.